Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulter dictating an in-desk report on Shirley Walker, date of birth 11/4/1953, date of procedure April 2nd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Gulter, DO, referring physicians, Dr. Yoel Olzabel Pupo. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common abdominal pain, common diarrhea. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, system pregnancy, while experience at patient period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care period. Digital rectal exam was normal period, while lubricated lumpus video colonoscopes introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. To the cecum and the site of the anastomosis, which was identified by the presence of the surgical anatomy and the appendiceal orifice. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum portion of the ascending colon. Last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum, comma hepatic flexure, transcolon splenic flexure, descending colon, similar colon, the rectum period, retroflexes of seen in the rectum period, plus and backflip score is greater. It has a 7/2-3/2 period. Good prep period. The patient had the procedure well. That and complications findings. The terminal ileum, comma last 5 centimeters, was evaluated. And biopsied for histology. And the diarrhea, next line. Overall, the anastomosis appeared unremarkable at 60 centimeters from the anal verge period. There was an intact appendiceal orifice. Random colon biopsies were obtained throughout to evaluate for microscopic colitis given the diarrhea. Next line. There's no evidence of polyps on this exam. Next line. There were grade 2 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding or moderate in size. Next line. There was evidence of external skin tags. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Next line, recommend CT abdomen pelvis with without contrast given symptoms of abdominal pain. Next line, we'll discuss banding the internal hemorrhoids on the next office visit. Next line, recommend high fiber diet, good water intake, and fiber supplements as needed. Please go back to the Boston Bowel Prep score in the description of the procedure and state 2-2-2 for a total of 6, fair prep. There was a good amount of lavage and suctioning that was required to reveal the underlying mucosal period.